Sending cloned IR signals with Arduino. This tutorial teaches you how to send a cloned IR signal using Arduino. Prior to this tutorial, the method to control modules using a remote and an IR receiver sensor was discussed. Here, we'll use an IR emitter LED and an IR receiver. Equipment. IR receiver sensor, TSOP1738. IR emitter LED. Resistors, 1000 ohms, 220 ohms. Arduino Uno. Breadboard and connecting wires. How does IR communication work? IR stands for infrared. Infrared has a slightly larger wavelength than visible light. This kind of light cannot be seen by the naked eye. You can appreciate infrared light by turning on your mobile phone's camera and then aiming it at a TV remote control unit. Pressing a button on the TV remote will make you see the IR light on your mobile phone screen. Spectrum. Figure 1. Electromagnetic waves with a wavelength greater than 1 nanometer but less than 700 nanometers are known as IR rays. IR is widely used for remote communication because of the following characteristics. Fast propagation. Harmless transmission. Its rays can be directed to the object being targeted. It produces signals that are distinguishable from noise through frequency variation. Devices that employ IR technology includes remote controls used for TVs and AC units. These remote units emit IR signals in the 36 kHz to 46 kHz range while generating a modulated signal. The series of signals are sent with specific on and off times. The corresponding device detects it and is able to determine the correct user command. More information on IR communication signals can be found in the introduction part of this article by Adafruit. Adafruit talks about what kind of IR library they use. Schematic diagram. Capturing the signals. If you implement this circuit, you'll see that any kind of IR signal can be copied and sent to its receiver. The signal will be sent using an IR emitter LED. Alternatively, in order to receive IR signals, an IR receiver is used. IR codes will be utilized, and these codes will be analyzed by Arduino. Before starting, ensure that the TSOP1738 sensor is the one being used. This sensor is specially designed for IR communication as it does not emit noisy signals. After implementing the circuit, make sure that you have the IR remote library installed in your Arduino IDE. If not, go to this link. https://github.com/z3t0/arduino-iremote and download the library and install it. Next, navigate to File Examples, iRemote Receive Dump, and upload the sketch to your Arduino. Once uploaded, open the serial monitor, then use any brand of remote available to aim at the sensor. Then push any button on the remote. A log should appear similar below, which shows the signal sent with the remote. In our example, we'll use a Sony remote and press the on button. Open Notepad and record this information. These data will be used to send the signal using Arduino. Sending signals. There are two methods of sending the captured IR signals: function-based and raw data-based. Some libraries identify the type of encoding for the Sony TV remote function above. With this, the built-in function SendSony is used with the IR code as a parameter. This signal can be sent by the following code. The first parameter is the address, the second is the data, and the third is the number of times to send it. This actually came from the information we got from our receive dump program. The code sends the cloned signal at 5-second intervals. This code, however, is limited to Sony encoding and will not work for other encoded signals. For sending various signals using only raw data, the IR Send Raw Demo example code of the iRemote library can be used as a reference. Navigate to File Examples, iRemote Send Raw Demo. Once the file is opened, an array uint16_t raw data can be seen. The array can be changed with the raw data array received via the serial monitor while running the receive dump program. So let's modify the SendRaw demo to send the turn on Sony signal. Ensure the red marked spots are changed with the information from data from the serial monitor before, and that the code is uploaded to Arduino. Aim the IR emitter LLED at the corresponding device of the remote, and the operation should be witnessed every 5 seconds. You can download the working Arduino code here. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables, and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled "Sending Cloned IR Signals with Arduino." Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.